The issue of power, the one from the infinite, the one we are born with, is interesting. As Proudhon has explained, that to defer to legitimate authority is inherent in us. And Prince tells us that at some point, a few hijacked this process, chose to abuse their power of superior information. We do have free will, also a gift from the infinite. So those with true power, like Prince, can only develop it by choosing not to abuse it. And this is a process, is what we'll be looking at in more depth as we go along. Takes time, aka our lives. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, and I paraphrase, "No one can make me feel small without my permission." But permission is a tricky thing in a class system, because it can be and is crafted. That's what all that poisonous pedagogy was about. That's what they called breaking the will is about. Tricky thing. It can be crafted. Not so in the non-domesticated animal kingdom. We don't ask, for instance, if a mama bird pushes her baby out of the nest, is that abuse? Or if a baby Basenji locks her jaws on her mama's throat till it bleeds, is that abuse? All involved have their original power and selves intact. Nobody's has been chipped away at. Not so with the class-bound human. So the missing piece in the conversation, setting setups by power's agents aside, is the self gone missing. Because permission was stolen originally by the parent acting as the deputy of the state, which leaves us all with a lot of rage, easily manipulated by power, this rage from that event. And that, of course, is the conversation we should be having. The problem at root, as Prince says, is that we don't own our own bodies. But what a mess of ugliness the individual deformities of which power easily makes seem separate. Think all the isms, for instance, and the acting out reaction that we do from being too long sat on. We got issues. All these wounds done to us are in our bodies. So, in such circumstances, is it not hazardous to our brothers and sisters to express them? Is it irresponsible to call for all of us to honor what our bodies want to do as we work through our issues? And so, as not to be misunderstood, let me say that I am not referring here to Louis C.K. getting turned on by women watching him masturbate. Until the global statesmen craft this turn-on such that disinterested and unwilling women are exposed to it, no one would think to call this, thanks to Prince, an expression of ugliness. The women were set up. Louis C.K. was set up. Artists determined to be honest are being set up. The arenas they work in have been massively infiltrated. This is the real story we should get clear on, that and the fact that our bodies have been stolen, and particularly get clear on the reason why. That we are threats to global statesmen who want subjects if we own our own selves, and so are honest, and so can grow up out of their control. But what does it mean as we're trying to get free, to let our bodies speak honestly? You know, that's a question that I really wish we could have like group discussion about, because I think that would be the most helpful way for us to get through all the sticky issues that are interwoven in that. And we'll try to tease them out next week. But clearly, what's key to everything is love. And libido in the service of love is love sexy. Thanks to Prince, we got a word for it. A quality we're all, we class deformed humans, trying to learn again. and the issues to do with how and why and when are God-given, eternal-sprung, infinite-issued gifts are misused in disregarding others. We'll continue next week. But let's say this. I don't think we'll drag these sad imitation selves of ours, like Marley's chains, into the future we craft. I think we're taking in more deeply now what both Kropotkin and Proudhon and our own bodies tell us, that we are made to associate, to make connections. And this with all the aspects of us, our minds, bodies, and spirits, and that our growth, when unimpeded, is continuous. But being rooted in our bodies also means we're rooted in the earth around us and in our brothers and sisters, that we go along with what's available, and that we tend to gravitate to being the biggest expression of ourselves that we can see a way to. And our nature being to grow continuously means we look around us for how to grow from where we are. And yes, the system teaches us to use each other as resources to accomplish this, which often we do unconsciously until we hearken. So everything depends on where we are, the truth we've taken in, the degree to which we see that power hides and we have chosen not to be it. And as we grow, we see opportunities to grow further. We see possibilities we didn't see before from the new angle provided by the space into which we've grown. And it's our being stymied in attempting to do this, do continuous growth, that makes us so unhappy. But as Nikola Tesla said, as the forces that retard our growth recede, we take off exponentially, though he would have an equation. Where's Nikola when we need him? You cannot be too certain. He is here.
We do this.